We greet to this broadcast, to this biblical word observation with Brother Frank, all brothers and sisters worldwide who are joining us online wholeheartedly. We are grateful for this opportunity to hear God's revealed word. Before Brother Frank will speak to us, I read us a word from the scripture, from Jude, a couple of verses. I read verse 3. Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that ye should earnestly contend for the faith which was once for all delivered unto the saints. Praise and thanks. I read verse 20 and 21. But ye beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. We read also verse 24 and 25. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen.
Und in alle Ewigkeit. Amen.
Bitte schön, Bruder Frank. Please, Brother Frank. I also would like to greet all of you very warmly in the precious and holy name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Also this time, we have to convey many, many greetings from New Zealand, Australia, Japan, from all over Africa, Asia, and also from all our brothers. Again, from Switzerland, Austria, from our beloved brother at the Baltic Sea, from Canada, from the USA, from everywhere, we received greetings which we convey with all our heart. We all understood that we arrived in a very special time, which earthly we don't like it, and yet we are grateful with all our hearts that the true believers can still gather here and there in the houses, and also that small fellowships can come together to hear God's word. And we wait for it, that soon the doors will be opened and everything will get better and different. Also here in Krefeld, we have on a very small level the meetings. We listen to the broadcasts, as all the others hear it worldwide. And we are grateful to our Lord with all our heart and soul. All who come for baptism, they are baptized. All who would like to be married, they are consecrated. All who want to have their children dedicated, they can come, because the child dedications take place, except the Lord's Supper. We could continue with everything as we were used to it, with God's help. Let us come today to the difficult lesson which we all experience, what it means if one looks at the end time. And before we go into detail, let us come briefly back to the word of introduction. How could the apostles, through the leading of the Holy Spirit, write it down so that we in this time can have divine orientation? Let us read the last verse which Brother Borg has read once again, and to it then also verse 5. Please, I read from Jude, verse 25, and Jude, verse 5. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. Before we read the next verse, let me say the following already now. The faith is a gift from God, and faith is emphasized since the days of Abraham. Abraham believed God, and whoever does not believe God makes him a liar. And then we think on Hebrews 11 verse 1. We think on the many scriptures which show us the faith, not a faith, but as it was read in the word of introduction, that we should contend for the faith which was once for all delivered unto the saints. And I thank the Lord God that He has sent His servant and prophet, William Branham, in our time to bring us back to the faith, to the original, true, living faith in the true, living God, in the true, living Word. Please remember the scripture in which our Lord said, "He that believeth and is baptized, he shall be saved. He who doesn't believe will be damned." Finish. Finish. There is no second offer. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He who does not believe will be condemned. Full stop. Finish. More is not written, and more does not need to be said. Now we listen to verse 5 from Jude. "I will therefore put you in remembrance, though ye once knew this, how that the Lord, having saved the people out of the land of Egypt, afterward destroyed them that believed not." This is a particularly serious word. Having been led out, the blood was applied to the doorposts, and the Lord God has said, "When I see the blood, I will pass over you." All have been laid out, being under the blood. Let my people go. Let my firstborn son go, that my people serve me. And we all know the story of Israel. And then is written in the New Testament that all who believed not, they have come out, they have eaten manna, they have seen the pillar of cloud, the pillar of fire, but who then could not believe, they were destroyed. We can read it. 1 Corinthians 10, 23,000 died at one go. Let me say this here very clearly, with all emphasis. God can do absolutely nothing with unbelief. Unbelief. That's how Brother Branham said it more than 60 times. It was the first sin in the Garden of Eden. When it was questioned, namely by Satan, the old serpent, who came to Eve and who got Eve under his influence. And then, should God really have said, with this, Satan introduced calamity, sin, perdition, death. I say it once again. Right, this point, Brother Branham emphasized so much that unbelief was the first sin that caused everything else, every other sin, transgression, death, everything it caused. And therefore, the word became so important for me that was read. Believe as the scripture says. That's how our Lord confirmed it. He that believeth on me, as the scripture says, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Faith, blessed and praised be our Lord, that we have really come back to the original faith in the only God who revealed himself to us in Jesus Christ, and that we can believe with all our hearts every word of God. We can believe also that what Peter has written in 2 Peter in chapter 1, that no prophecy of the scripture is of any private interpretation. God does not permit it. And then one has to say with great pain that all preachers, all evangelists preach about the word, but not the word in the original. I'm of course not here to preach about the word and to express my own thoughts about it. No, I'm here, as Paul has written to Timothy. All know the scripture. 2 Timothy chapter 4. Preach the word, be it in season or out of season, because many will come and present strange doctrines. May God give grace that we in this time really recognize of what it is all about. Not only the calling out, not only the leading out and the preparation, it goes with it, yes, but in the same way to continue to believe every word, every promise, and to live in the expectation, being convinced that the Lord God will also do whatever he promised. As known to all, we believe that Brother Branham was a man sent from God. As John the Baptist, at the first coming of Christ, was a man sent from God with the message of God to prepare a people for the Lord. Luke chapter 1. In the same way, we believe that Brother Branham was sent with a message. And let me say it to you. More than 40 times, Brother Branham referred to the 11th of June 1933, when he stood in the Ohio River and was about to baptize the 17th person, a brother. Then the supernatural light came down with a sound as of a rushing mighty wind, and the voice said, as John the Baptist was sent to forerun the first coming of Christ, so you are sent with a message that will forerun the second coming of Christ. We thank the Lord God that Brother Branham brought the message, and then he was called home, and that this message, the pure, holy, revealed word, all doctrines about Godhead, water baptism, Lord's Supper, about election, about church, about bride, about the end time, everything was revealed to him. And then comes still to it that he was told exactly 10 times that he should store in the spiritual food. And this he has done. And in the seventh seal, on the 24th of March 1963, in the first 7 minutes, he turns in the sermon to Brother Neville and says, now the food was stored in. Brothers and sisters, this is not all. On the 1st of April 1962, he was told, don't make the journey to Switzerland, but return to Jeffersonville and store in the food. On the 2nd of April 1962, the Lord spoke with a loud voice. And now, I must laugh a bit. In an email, I was asked, Brother Frank, the Lord has spoken to you. Have you ever seen him? I was so glad about it. I didn't see him. But every time he stood between 3 and 5 meters away from me. And every time I could look exactly there, I could look to him, and I knew that he stands at the right side of the window. Every time the same. But now back here. You have all the sermons which Brother Branham preached. They were sent to me on these reels that are on the shelf. You can see it. All the sermons. For I should store in the food. Then you can see here that I translated all the sermons 1962, 63, 64. I translated them into the German language. And by this, I could pass on to the people of God the spiritual food. And as the third, we have here the testimony that the Lord commanded me to go from city to city to preach the word and to give out the food. As sure as Brother Bram said that the message would cover the whole earth, so sure it took place by His grace. And mainly, it is about that all ministering brethren leave all interpretations aside, left and right, and only preach that what they can preach as the Word of God. Not what is said about the Word. For instance, what is being said about Revelation chapter 10? Please, remain with that what is written in Revelation 10. Don't add any word. Don't take any word away from it. Just say that what God has said. And then everything will be well. But now, please, let us read a bit on a couple of scriptures. We read from the book of Acts, chapter 26, verse 16 to 18.
Doch steh auf und tritt auf deine Füße.
But rise and stand upon thy feet, for I have appeared unto thee for this purpose, to make thee a minister and a witness, both of these things which thou hast seen and of those things in the which I will appear unto thee, delivering thee from the people and from the Gentiles, unto whom now I send thee, to open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith that is in me. Blessed and praised be our Lord. Here Paul summarized in detail his call, his sending, his commission. Arise, go on your way. I send you to the Gentiles so that you open unto them their eyes by your proclamation. Not Paul, as a man, opened the eyes of the people spiritually. No, and again no. By the proclamation comes the light, comes the knowledge. By the preaching of the word, the people are convicted of sin. Therefore, we preach the gospel, the message of salvation. For before a person can be saved, he must of course know and realize that he is lost. He who does not realize that he is lost can most certainly not ask and pray for salvation. And therefore, by the proclamation to all of mankind must be said that by the original sin we were all born in sin and were given over to death. And then we preach that the Lord himself has come and was made sin for us, so that everything what hit us, every sin, every transgression, all disobedience, everything that hit us, this he took upon himself and became obedient. The word obedience must be emphasized here. He was obedient, obedient unto the death on the cross. Faith and obedience belong together, just like unbelief and disobedience belong together. So, a divine sending to the Gentiles to open their eyes. The same is happening in our time. And we may say, Brother Branham testified that around 10 million of people through his ministry have been acquainted with that what God decided in his plan of salvation. And if only half of them would enter glory, then our joy would be very great. But it will be a countless number. To the Lord God be the thanks. It was worthwhile that our Lord and Redeemer has shed his blood, the blood of the new covenant, and has given us reconciliation, forgiveness, and eternal life. Let us read on. We read from John 13, verse 20. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that receiveth whomsoever I send receiveth me, and he that receiveth me receiveth him that sent me. What a wonderful word! A sending, a divine sending. What could Peter for it that the Lord told him, I give unto you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. What thou bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. What thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. A divine sending is connected with divine authority. And we say it in the name of the Lord. Also, Brother Branham, with his sending, God, yes, if I can repeat what the prophet said, hundreds of thousands of times he confirmed. Let's say it were just 10,000 times. It would be already enough. God has confirmed that he has sent his servant and prophet. And therefore, whoever receives a man of God who was sent by the Lord receives the Lord, receives that what God has promised in the Word. Because he whom God sends preaches God's Word, not own thoughts, not own doctrines, but as it is written, God's Word. And this Brother Branham did, and this I have also done by his grace. Let us read on. We read from Matthew 24, verse 3. And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, Tell us, when shall these things be? And what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world? We have spoken often enough about this scripture. It has become the main subject, the return of Jesus Christ, our Lord. And we are grateful to God that in the German Bible the word return was used 17 times. There are the various comings, but only one promised return of our Lord. I'm grateful that this word was used, because our Lord said in John 14, I go to prepare a place for you, and I come again to take you home, so that you are there where I am also. At the rapture, it will happen. At the return of Jesus Christ, that the dead in Christ will rise first, and we will be changed, and together will be raptured to meet the Lord. So we are grateful to the Lord God. However, brothers and sisters, please pay close attention now. In Matthew 24 is written everything, what should happen back then. And after, we can read in verse 14, this gospel of the kingdom will be preached unto all nations for a witness. Then the end will come. With verse 15, the Lord begins with what happened 70 after Christ, that the temple was destroyed, that the believers fled into the mountains. Yes, and then comes again a new phase. You can read it from verse 23. And then you come then to verse 27, where it is written that the return of the Lord as Son of Man will be as the lightning shines from the west to the east. Yes, and who then reads on, you can all do it. Whoever reads on then finds out that the Lord, from the next verse, namely from verse 29, he speaks of the tribulation which will be after the rapture. The sun shall turn into darkness, And the moon will turn into blood. The stars will fall from heaven. Yes, and if you then read some verses, then you come again to verse 40. And there again, the old subject starts of the return of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Up to the point that two will lie on one bed, two will be on a field, two will grind at a mill, one will be taken and the other will be left behind. And then only comes the climax in chapter 24, in verse 45, that the food shall be given out. All shall have part in it. But the most important thoughts are directed here on that, that the preachers, the proclaimers of the word, take nothing else into their preaching, but only that what is written and what was revealed by the minister of Brother Branham from the word, and what was proclaimed worldwide. And then it continues. You can make the bridge straight away to Matthew 25. Then, when this is taking place, that the food is given to the household and that the church is brought back into lockstep, that all things will be restored, yes, then it is written, then the kingdom of heaven will be likened unto 10 virgins who go and meet the bridegroom. Brothers and sisters, today it's not only about that we read from Matthew 24 of wars and rumors of wars, of earthquakes, famines and pestilences, that we only speak about that. Today, at the first place, it is about the word which the Lord God has addressed to the church. And as was said to Paul, that he, by the proclamation, that he would open the eyes of the people. So I say today, by the proclamation of the Holy Word, to the people, the eyes were opened, and they see that what God revealed, and they receive and accept it. But then, we come back again to the word from Jude, verse 5, that those who believed not, that they were destroyed. And then we come to Matthew 25. Only half of the called out ones who had their lamps, who had illumination, who heard the message of the hour, that nevertheless only half of them was actually ready to enter the marriage supper. And this half, it is who hears now the true word of God. And I'm grateful to the Lord God with all my heart that He has given grace to it, that we can really believe with all our hearts and that the revealed word has become unto us a living food to the hidden manna. How often Brother Branham emphasized that the hidden mysteries were revealed, and this is the hidden manna that is determined for the bride church, and by grace we have full part in it. So not only what is happening visibly and audibly in all the world, but what does God today? How far has the plan of salvation come to fulfillment already? What is still pending? And we all know the Lord will finish His work. Let us read on. We read from Romans 8, verse 11. But if the Spirit of Him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, He that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by His Spirit that dwelleth in you. Thanks be to our God. Dear brothers and sisters, it is not enough that we hold the lamps in the hand. It is not enough that we have oil in the vessels with us, and we are grateful to the Lord God, really grateful with our hearts. But it must come to the personal experiences of salvation. The Spirit of God may not only anoint us in all the Pentecostal movement, in all the charismatic movement, all are anointed with the Holy Ghost and all think to be enlightened. But in whom dwells the Spirit of God? Who can the Spirit of God lead into all the truth? Who is led by the Spirit of God? Because it is written, all who are led by the Spirit of God, these are the children of God. Up to the sealing, Ephesians chapter 1, verse 13, that we, after we have heard the word of truth, we were sealed with the Holy Spirit unto the glorious day of the return of Jesus Christ, our Lord. And so that no one forgets it, it is written once again in chapter 4, verse 30, that we were sealed by the Holy Spirit. So, that the Spirit of God can dwell in us as the quickening power of God. Then it doesn't come from outside. It must be in us to quicken our mortal bodies. We are yearning for an outpouring of the Holy Spirit, for a true baptism with Spirit and fire. And we are yearning for it, that the Spirit of God can take dwelling in us, and that the power of God can be in us, so that when the moment comes and the return of Christ takes place, that we know, not we, But the power of God that dwells in us will in that moment quicken our mortal bodies. Please, we read from 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 13.
Ja, mache eure Herzen fest, damit sie vor
to the end he may establish your hearts unblameable in holiness before God, even our Father, at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ with all his saints. Thanks be to our God. Everything we were told. And with this, we come to a close. When our Redeemer was crucified, the graves were opened, and many of the Old Testament saints, namely all who are part of the first resurrection, they came forth out of their graves and they appeared unto many in the holy city, and they were taken up into heaven with our Lord. At the return of our Lord, our Redeemer brings all who during the time of the New Testament in the 2000 years, all who went home, he brings them with him. And then the shout goes forth to them who are asleep in Christ, and they come out first. Today, all have a body, but in this body, they cannot eat and they cannot drink. They have a heavenly body, but at the return of the Lord, they receive a resurrection body, and then they can eat and drink like we who will be changed. For thus our Lord confirmed it. After his resurrection, he asked, "Do you have something to eat?" And they gave him a fish, and he ate. Brothers and sisters, what shall I still say? I'm so overwhelmed about that, what God has done in my time. And the years have come and gone. Since 1933, many years have passed. Since 1965, many years have passed. Since 1979, many years have passed. But now, we are really very, very close to the end. And let me emphasize one more thing. God is love. At the true Spirit baptism, not only nine gifts of the Spirit are laid into the heart of the believers. It's a love baptism. With God, everything must be embedded in love. We all know many will come on that day and say, "Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied? Have we not cast out devils? Have we not?" And the Lord says, "Depart from me, I know ye not." Today the time is here that the true love of God is poured out into our heart by the Holy Spirit. And as Brother Branham also said, only perfect love will enter there. Let us love one another with divine love, imputing nothing, having no grudges against anyone, not to say a negative word about anyone, but to faithfully serve the Lord and to experience our preparation unto the glorious day of the return of Jesus Christ. May all deepen themselves into everything what we looked at today. And may all ministering brethren take to heart, as it is written in the German Bible, that to the household, that is to the ministering brethren, the food was passed on, and so that they can give out. May the table of the Lord be richly prepared, and may all true believers be fed and be blessed. And please remember the word of our Lord. My food is that I do the will of Him who sent me. My food is that I carry out the commission which the Lord has given me on the 2nd of April 1962. And I believe that all have a longing to do that what the Lord has commanded us. And He said, if you love one another, then the world will know that you are my disciples indeed. May the blessing of the Almighty God rest upon all, in all peoples, tongues, and nations, is my wish and my prayer in Jesus' holy name. Amen. We stand up for a closing prayer. Brother Borg will pray with us. Heavenly Father, we thank you with all our hearts for your word which we heard now. We did not hear the words of a man, but we heard God's revealed word. Your word is spirit and life. Your word accomplishes in them who believe you for what you are sending it for. Thank you for your word, for the blood of the new covenant, for the redemption on the cross of Calvary. Bless all your people who have heard. Bless our brothers and sisters here at this place in Krefeld. We thank you for everything. You blessed us. May you join us in the love of God, who we hear in these last days your word and believe it. And by your help, we do accordingly. Thank you for this word proclamation. We ask you, bless Brother Frank after spirit, soul, and body. We thank you for everything in Jesus' name. Amen.
Sein ist die Macht, ein
Worship the Lord.